Step right up and gather around. Tall folks, kindly at the back, please. I am Professor Gruntsplatter, and I am the curator of this here spookatorium. I have sifted the globe to bring you lovely folks, and ones just like you, a listening experience that will mark your very soul. Through these doors are wonders and horrors, and maybe even a laugh or two, because I can't have you dying on me now, can I? You'll hear music that has been touched by the hand of God, whichever one you might favor, and suckled at the devil's teeth. Some were born with an extra limb, and others too few. But all have a place in this great green world, and you folks have an opportunity in front of you. Will you take a chance and step across this threshold towards something unknown, or will you saddle up to the concession stand and always wonder what you missed? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Professor Gruntsplatter's Spookatorium. There will be no refunds once you enter. Thank you for your attention, and the brave ones come with me.
Thank you. Chrysanthemum.
For you, I am a chrysanthemum, supernova, urgent star.
Astera.
For you, I'd be a dandelion, a thousand flowerets in the sky, or just a drop in the ocean.
Thank you.
Greetings once again, patrons, gawkers, onlookers, and well-wishers. This is episode number 5 of Professor Gruntsplatter Spookatorium. I am Professor Gruntsplatter. I want to thank everybody that's tuned in and given feedback on the show so far. I had a lot of good response to the Guild of Funerary Violinists and also the Rohan Theater Band, which is ultimately pretty much the same guy. So I will be including some more of that, and I'll probably put some information up on the website in regards to Rohan and his work, at least a link to his website. He is an interesting fellow, from what I can tell. To get in touch with the professor, you can email to spookatorium@cryonicmind.org or you can check out the blog that the feed is run through. And the address for that is spookatorium.blogspot.com. First up today, we had Seasons in the Mist from Dream into Dust. Following that was Einstein Day and Bauten with Bloom. And right before I started talking, we had Fields of the Nephilim with Preacher Man. Next up is a project, a black metal band, sort of, from Romania. I'm not entirely positive how to pronounce their name, but I'm going to try. It is Negura Bungay with Wordless Knowledge. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Oilseed Rape with Rib Donor, a track from a four-song EP that came out back in 1993. Apparently they put out one other album, or a full-length album, that I'm aware of, but have never been able to find. Pretty cool band, four songs on that one, kind of in the Godfleshies vein of a lot of bands back in the day, and that particular track mixes in a little bit of experimental stuff too. Before that was Sator Absentia with Recalling Waters and Suns, and opening that up was Wordless Knowledge from Negura Bungay. Let's see, next up we've got Doomsday Serenade from Jill Tracy.
Thank you. The wind was whipping shingle through the windows in the town. A hail of stones across the roof, the slates came raining down. A blade of light upon the spit came sweeping through the roar. With me head inside a barrel and me legs screwed in the floor. Mother packed me bags because I'm off to foreign parts. Don't ask me where I'm going because I'm sure it's off the charts. I'll pin you like this on the wall right by my sleeping head. I'll send you cards and letters so you'll know that I'm not dead. By this time in a week I should be far away from home, trailing fingers through the phosphor or asleep in clouds of foam. From Macau to Acapulco, from Havana to Seville, we'll see monoliths and bridges and the Christ upon the hill. An aria with the Russians at the piano in the bar. When ice flows through the window, we raise glasses to the Tsar. We squared up on a dockside with a couple of hundred fins. We dallied in a dilly and we soaked ourselves in gin. Now the only deck that I constellations and were rutted by the storm. I crumpled under cudgel blows and finally came ashore. I spent the next 2 years or more just staring at the wall. We went to sea to see the world. What do you think we saw? If we turn the table upside down and sail around the bed, clamped knives between our teeth and tied bandanas round our heads. With the wainscot our horizon and the ceiling as the sky, you'd not expect that anyone would go and fucking die. Now the only deck that I'd want to walk are the stalks of corn beneath my feet. And the only sea I'd want to sail is the dark and fond and the scented dust where a kid crouched full of sadness. Let us both go drifting out into the evening sun. At night we passed the bottle round and drank to our lost friends. We lay alone upon our bunks and prayed that this would end. A wall of moving shadows with rows of swinging keys. We dreamed that whole lot by lay rotting in the reeds. There's a sound that comes from miles away if you lean your head to hear. A ship's bell rings on board a wreck when the air is still and clear. And up above that means another angel's got his wings. But all below it signifies is a ship's got in the drink. Now the only deck
of curios, the wonders of the natural world revealed before your eyes. Spectacular obscurities collected by adventurers from Timbuktu to Borneo revealed before your eyes. This pickled squid is 12 foot long and killed a man when it was caught. This chicken beak has 7 teeth. This heart is open wide. And here we have a rarity, the hoofprint of a unicorn. This hummingbird is so tiny, no bigger than a bee. These babies in formaldehyde show deformities of every kind. This one was born with a second head, and this one with a tail, and a wizard's wand, and a dodo's claw, a Schubert song, and an ancient book of lore. This slide holds a tiny slice of Albert Einstein's brain. Three shrunken heads with the lips sewn up. This one wears a French moustache. These are toenail clippings from the Marquis de Sade. And this rock fell from outer space and landed in a cemetery. This medieval scroll contains prophecies of doom. Headstone of a genius and Paganini's fingertips, Vincent van Gogh's missing ear, and a curse from a pharaoh's tomb, a wizard's wand and a dodo's claw, a Schubert song and an ancient book of lore. This slide holds a tiny slice of Albert Einstein's brain. So come and let me show you round my cabinets of curios, the wonders of the natural world revealed before your eyes. Spectacular obscurities collected by adventurers from Timbuktu to Borneo revealed before your eyes.
That was the Rohan Theater Band with Cabinet of Curios. Previous to that was a track from the post-Shane McGowan Pogues called Drunken Boat, and before that was Doomsday Serenade from Joel Tracy. Up next, Anxiety Attack from Mr. Jim Fetus. We'll be right back.
Go and it's gonna crack. There's a pressure on my-
That was Black Lodge with Templars, and previous to that, Jim Thirlwell, a.k.a. Mr. Fetus, with Anxiety Attack. We are getting close to the end of the show. Thanks again for listening. Underneath today, I have been playing the track Dead Cities by Envenomist, which is a side project of Luasa Raylon that is definitely worth checking out. I'm not sure if the show is going to keep the weekly update in the month of October. Things are busy around here. I'm getting married in the beginning of November, but I am definitely going to be doing a two-hour Halloween show, and I'm going to try and get the other shows in as well, but if I can't, that's why. So look forward to a special show coming up before Halloween or right around Halloween, and I'll get as much done as I can before then, and then after all of that, things should be back on track, and I'm going to try and continue to do the weekly shows. I really appreciate the people that have gotten back to me and, you know, had nice things to say about the show. I also want to give a thanks to Jeff Skincarver and the Creeping Darkness podcast. He helped me get this set up. Gave me some advice and got me going on this thing, and it's been fun, and I appreciate it. So check out the Creeping Darkness podcast if you have a chance. You can check it out at creepingdarkness.com. To end today, God help you, this is going to get stuck in your head and you're going to hate me for it. The song is called Pizza Hut by Rabeau.
Sind auf mich Jatzjeck. Jedes Gramm wird geliebt von meinem Speck. Jetzt mach ich Sport, das ist der Hit. Drum strengt euch an und macht alle mit. Nö. Pizza hoch, ne Pizza hoch, Kentucky Fried Chicken und ne Pizza hoch, ne Pizza hoch, ne Pizza hoch. Kentucky Fried Chicken oder Pizza hoch, McDonald's, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Fried Chicken on a Pizza Hut. McDonald's, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken on a Pizza Hut. Um mein Gewicht zu halten, mach ich keinen Sport. Fahrradfahren, Joggen, das ist Sport. Das Richtige hab ich jetzt entdeckt. Ich mach eine Fastfood-Diät. Jetzt mach ich Sport, das ist der Hit. Drum strengt euch an und macht alle mit. Ne Pizza Hut, ne Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken und ne Pizza Hut. Ne Pizza Hut, ne Pizza Hut, Kentucky Fried Chicken und ne Pizza Hut. McDonald's, McDonald's, Chicken on a Pizza, oh. So Freunde, ihr habt lange genug geübt, jetzt doppeltes Tempo. Eine Pizza, oh, eine Pizza, oh, Kentucky Fried Chicken on a Pizza, oh.